Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a fun show coming for you today. We have Justin Ryan, captain of the Apollo out of C4 Sport Fishing, brand new here to Let's Talk Hookup, and a great dude, a really, really fun operation. We're going to be hanging out, talking about that, talking fishing, and talking to you. You stay tuned. You're in for a good one. It's Corey and I in the studio. Pete's still in Montana, and we're going to be having fun with you for the next 2 hours talking fishing. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Ford is celebrating our country's 250th anniversary with big savings for you. Employee pricing is back at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. You pay what we pay across the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. We're here for those who build America, those who believe that giving everything we've got today will pay for tomorrow, who will drive America forward for 250 years to come. If that's who you are, you value what we value, and you should pay what we pay. Now get employee pricing across the Ford lineup. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked about today, man.
Oh, man, I'm stoked about it, too, and, you know, a lot of fun. Justin, brand new to join us here on Let's Talk Hookup. I'm stoked to have you, buddy. Good morning.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming and hanging with us. And now, Corey, you and Justin, long-time old buds. We were talking about that during the break. Like, you guys have known each other about as long as Justin has been doing this.
Well, I'm 14 years old working at a tackle shop. I knew Justin, and then working over at Seaforth and working on the boats. And how long have you been on the Apollo now? I mean, now you're owner.
Yeah.
Well, I had a hiatus. Well, I had a little hiatus. I've been on the boat now for, I've had the boat for 5 months, 6 months. But there was
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very, very much.
Awesome.
But there was a 7-year stint, a little over 7 years. I was working Peyote on the boat. Yeah. I was doing the Puerto Vallarta season with him, and then doing the San Diego on the Aztec with Greg. And at the end of our summer season, I jump on the Apollo when we go down south and fish Puerto Vallarta. And go back and forth and back and forth. Did that for a little over 7 years.
So the big question, are you going to continue that Puerto Vallarta stuff?
Freaking-lately.
That's
my favorite part of it. Puerto Vallarta is home for all intents and purposes. And part of why I'm doing this is so I can spend more time at home.
And so your residence, you're full-on Caucasian American.
Like bingo.
But your home is Puerto Vallarta.
That's home. I've always, for the past 17, 18 years, I've been coming up to San Diego now to work on sport boats. I had to do that. I work my butt off up here, and then I go down there. And the Apollo was great. After that, I was doing the yacht thing for a while, and then I was running a Delta called El Pescador. Before that, it was hotels, nightclubs, whatever I could get, restaurants on the beach, whatever I could do to keep myself occupied. But it's always been sport boats in San Diego and then Puerto Vallarta.
And the Apollo is, an interesting vessel because how many have a Mexican flag?
I think there's two in the fleet. If I'm not mistaken, there's two of them total.
The Apollo and who else?
I believe it's the Success. I believe the Success has got a flag as well. And that's it. Yeah, we are a Mexican flag vessel, which gives us some new opportunities. Makes life a little easier.
Yeah, super interesting, right? So you fly an American and a Mexican flag. And what does that, obviously it opens opportunities for you.
It allows us to get the permits necessary to run as a tourist vessel down there. To be able to have a sport boat that's getting the necessary permits, you have to be a Mexican vessel. Otherwise, you can get these temporary permits and whatnot, but it doesn't quite. You have to apply for these temporary permits every single year, as opposed to just being a Mexican vessel with that permission.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
And so for your passengers coming down to visit you and fish with you out of Puerto Vallarta, you've got it all figured out. You're not only
it's home base,
right? A resident, but bait, from the bait makers to the produce slingers to
absolutely.
The carniceria. I mean, you're put it all together to make it work.
In years of doing it successfully on all the other operations that you've been a part of, it's just like this was just meant to be for you to. And then the vessel that you're doing it on, the Apollo, with the history that boat has had in this fleet, like it's one of my absolute favorite boats that has ever been a part of this fleet. The boat has just always looked beautiful. You know, when I grew up working here at Fisherman's Landing and under JJ's regime, like that boat was never not perfect. It's always shiny, you know. And it's so cool to see somebody like yourself that we know is gonna that tradition is just gonna carry on.
Wait till you see her now.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
We have put so much work into her. She is absolutely gorgeous.
I mean, some of the stuff you're describing is like almost a gut job, if I can say it right.
Corey and I were jaw dropped. The half hour before the show started, like you've been up to it. Yeah. You've been up to your eyes in it.
I've been living at the boatyard for the past 4 months now. I mean, we took her down. We're doing a paint job, but to do a paint job, a proper paint job, isn't what's been done for the past 15, 20 years. I mean, we took everything off. So the radar, the antennas, the windows, the doors, everything that was attached to that boat came off of that boat.
Okay.
And then we sandblasted her, brought her down to shiny metal and started from scratch.
Wow.
Which is not a typical,
this is, but above and beyond is an understatement. This is, I mean, it hurts your eyes when you look at her in the sun right now.
That's
I love
so
it.
Cool, man. That's how that boat is supposed to be. Yeah. I love it.
And that's the proud ownership that you've taken over and the lineage. I mean, with JJ and Jody and now yourself. I mean, I'm speechless.
Yeah,
seriously.
I'm excited for
I'm
you.
I'm so
excited.
Awesome.
Yeah, totally. So what is the what's the plan for her? When do we start running the San Diego season? When does Mexico start? How does all that shake out?
Well, we plan on dropping back in the water here in less than 2 weeks.
Okay.
Our first trip on the books is on the 30th. Got a charter starting there. Got a handful of open party trips up. We're going to be Seaforth. Seaforth's been my home forever.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it that way. We'll be running Seaforth trips. The majority of right now, well, the majority is charters. We've got a handful of open parties up on the calendar right now. But we'll be doing Seaforth throughout the season until at least mid-November or so.
Great.
And we're going to drive her south, head down to Puerto Vallarta, and we'll be doing half the year in Puerto Vallarta. So we'll be doing 3.5-day trips out of Nuevo Vallarta from mid-November until middle of June.
How easy is that for, like, Rick and I leaving Southern California or wherever we might be in the States to come down and do that? Like, well, I have no idea how...
You guys in particular?
Yeah, exactly.
Easy, we're here in San Diego.
CBX.
Exactly. If you live in San Diego...
So somebody from Orange County, LA, it's still...
Yeah, I mean, Alaska Airlines does a I think it's twice a day flight. But Viva and Volaris both do, I think it's 3 times a day now. And
to Puerto Vallarta.
I'm flying up one of my crew members from Puerto Vallarta. I talked to him 2 days ago. He'll be coming up tomorrow. It cost me a whopping, I think it was $85.
How cool is that?
And because of that CBX, you're going through a national airline, there's not that TSA junk that makes you hang out and take your shoes off and do a little dance down there.
Here's a crazy one, too. My wife and I just purchased a round trip to Puerto Vallarta for February.
Okay.
Special event with her son, you know, and actually going to get married in February down in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, all right.
So those round trip tickets... $120.
No way. That's
cool.
That's the beauty of it. That's through CBX?
Through CBX.
And that's so I can't tell you how many times I've been trying to fly home, living up in Oceanside, looking at my watch and going, we're supposed to be boarding in 45 minutes. And I'm driving down the 5 and trying to get to the airport as fast as we can, parking during boarding time, and still making it to the boarding gate with time.
Not recommended, though.
No, I would never recommend that. But I go back and forth pretty often. Every now and then I slip up. When you've been working a stretch and you finally got some time off to go say hi to the wife, you oversleep sometimes.
Yeah, right, exactly. But incredibly affordable airline tickets,
extremely
for sure.
Extremely affordable. And on the way back, too, they I know a lot of guys are very interested in bringing back some of the fish.
Yeah.
So they make it easy for you as long as your fish is frozen, and we take care of that. It needs to be frozen. It needs to be vacuum sealed. Well, okay. We vacuum sealed and we freeze.
And that's airline?
That's all airlines. That's all everybody. Okay. All if you bring back your frozen fish, So we take care of that on the boat. When guys come down there, every day we're processing their fish. Every day or every night we are vacuum sealing it.
Incredible.
Throwing it in the freezer, and that way the guys get off. They bring their little soft pack coolers down with them, or get them for them down there in Puerto Vallarta. So the guy get to take their fish back home with them as well.
I can only imagine you've got a group of guys that this is their...
We've got lots of group of guys. This is
their jam.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's been this way forever. Jody really kicked it off. A lot of these groups started fishing with us and just kept on adding trips. And we haven't done it now for, what's it been, four years at least. It's been a while. So it's kind of nice to, now that we had the Apollo back in their original splendor. And we're putting up these trips again. It's really nice to be getting all these calls from all these guys. And, hey, you're back.
Yeah, we're ready.
Again.
What a unique fishery that is, too. It's just, you know, it's like you took the best part. You know, you just were able to somehow clip the middle of a 15-day trip out of it to get to go experience that level of fishing in a beautiful place and an opportunity at giant tuna in an amount of time that doesn't take every single day off you have. I mean, it's a short, quick hit. You fly down, you get on a beautiful boat, and an opportunity at fishing that normally doesn't exist unless you have, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of time to get to go down to Duke.
Absolutely, absolutely. We set it up so the guys could fly. They fly in that day. We don't leave until 6 p.m. So we pick them up at the airport, take them down to the marina. They can hang out and walk around the marina, check out a little bit of Mexico. But that evening we're leaving. And that gives us the ability to be in the fishing grounds no matter what part of it's that range that it's in. We're there by the time the sun comes up. So they get 12 hours of fishing day two, I guess you could say, 12 hours of fishing day three, 12 hours of fishing day four.
Wow.
And then we leave in the evening and we're back at the dock early in the morning.
That's awesome.
So on our 3.5 day, if you get 3 days of full-time fishing in the fishing grounds.
That's incredible.
So cool. Yeah, it's really, really cool. Now, how about going forward with this year? I mean, obviously, everybody's in high anticipation, and this year got kicked off to such an early start, and I can't imagine, you know, clearly the level of passion that you have for this is on the rev limiter. I can't imagine what you must be going through right now, seeing the fish biting, knowing you've undertaken this massive project, boats looking beautiful, and, you know, your first trip's just right around the corner. What's your thoughts? And
I got lucky. I got lucky, first and foremost, to take this giant step and, you know, to go all in, to start it all like this. You're like, man, I hope they buy it. I hope we get something going on. And that's already been proven. The fishing right now is some of the best we've seen. And I mean, we've already catching yellowfin, albacore, dorado, the bluefin. It's almost a sub note that, oh, yeah, I got limits of bluefin as well. But,
and yellowtail, too.
The yellowtail fishing has been phenomenal as well.
Exceptional.
I'm trying to get back everybody that's helped us with this project. I've been telling everybody we're going to get you fishing, come on down before we actually start running. We're going to do a little boys trip and have some fun. We are going to go take advantage of the yellowtail.
Wow, that's so
sure.
Cool. Good for you.
You do it right, man. And Justin, you have an infectious personality that you speak with your smile, seriously. And those listening, you know, it doesn't come over the radio, but if you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook Live, it does, right? You've got a personality that's infectious and beautiful, and maybe I shouldn't use the word beautiful, right, for a guy, but anybody wants to go fishing with you, they need to. Like, your enthusiasm and the way you carry yourself is of those that are top in this industry. Period.
Yeah, well said. Yeah. That's awesome. Speaking of getting to go fishing with you, how's that going to work? You mentioned some charter, some open party. Is there opportunity? I mean, you know, with the Apollo and you have both carried such a good thing that I'm sure a lot of charter groups have on you. But I would also guess that being new again under your tutelage probably gives an opportunity to sneak in and get some charter dates that probably won't. That likely won't exist in years going forward. Like, this is probably an opportunity to wedge yourself in there and get a charter on a boat that likely is going to have a very, very full charter season going forward.
Absolutely. Back when I was working on the Apollo, there was no open party trips.
Right.
It was charter, charter, charter. I think there was a couple guys would pull out throughout the year. Like, once or twice, we'd have an Apollo trip open at Seaforth. I was like, whoa, there's an open party trip on Apollo? Let's go. As things have changed, we've definitely got a handful of spots up. I think we've got 10 or 12 open party trips available.
Great.
But you can call the guys at C4, or you can log on to C4landing.com, or check us out on our website, apollocharters.com. And we've put up our entire calendar. So on
so
our,
those open parties are already up.
Every single trip okay. of the year is up right now. Great. Every single trip, whether it's Port of Ireland or San Diego, you go on there, you click on charter dates, and you go through and see which ones have already been chartered, which ones are open parties, how long our open party trips are, max load. Most of our loads are pretty light, and how many spots are still available.
That's awesome. Now, how about the boat? Give us a little rundown of the boat. What's she like and the accommodations, all the hard work that you're putting into her right now. Give us a little rundown for people that haven't been lucky enough to go on the boat with you.
So the Apollo is a 65-foot aluminum vessel. If I don't mind saying myself, she is one of the most gorgeous ones out there.
No
She's
doubt.
A steel pool boat. So if you're familiar with the new Seaforth or the Dolphin, for instance, those are big boy versions of her. The Polaris Supreme is a very similar vessel. The Royal Star is a very, very similar vessel. But she's a little bit smaller version. She's got a max. She can take up 42 people. We have sleeping accommodations for up to 31, but our sweet spot is 18 to 22 people.
Oh my
people.
God, you're kidding me!
Yeah,
20 people on that boat? No way.
Those are heavy loads. Port of Ireland is 12. We take maximum 12 people.
How crazy!
So we've got forward staterooms, and there's also a shared berthing in the aft side of the boat. But the bunks are like they're king size mattresses. They're giant bunks. She's set up to try and give everybody a little bit more luxury, a little bit nicer version. And as far as what we've done, I was just talking about the bunk pads, just whatever, 3 days ago or something, we got all of our new bunk pads in. We pulled out all the old ones, made new foam, made new vinyl them up, made everything all pretty that's nice and comfortable. Some of them are getting a little soft, to say the least. We talk about like the paint job that we were doing on the boat, but before we could do that paint job, like I said, she's an aluminum vessel, we did some aluminum work. We took the walls of the engine room off the engine room.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
So from the rub rail all the way down to the chine, from the forward part of the engine room to the back of the boat, we took it off.
Wow.
Everything that was attached to that. Well, there's a lot of stuff attached to the walls of the engine room, as you could probably assume. So every single system, all the plumbing, all that, we removed that as well. Replumbed the whole boat, replaced any system that wasn't ideal, started from scratch in all of her, put it all back, and painted it all back up.
Wow! A tremendous amount of work, but how great for you. I mean, obviously you were on the boat for a lot of years on the forehand, but just for you to now, like you said, virtually every system, you have turned that nut and tightened that bolt, and like, you know every little nook and cranny of her, even more than you did before.
No doubt about it.
That's awesome.
The previous owner did a lot of work for us, too. They did a repower, so we got new dens, new mains on her. They did a full re-electrical all in there, so they did extremely, extremely well in there. It's kind of fun. I get to show off her engine room to customers.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Great. Right? Good for you.
This out. How easy is this?
Yeah. Man, you're putting so much into the boat, Justin. And
we're excited.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. And for you have been on the boat before and now ownership, I'm telling you, I'm overflowing with excitement for you, seriously.
Thank you.
And we've got a fun show ahead of us today, too.
You're not kidding, man. What a great time and perfect timing to have Justin in here with the great fishing that's going on right now, the great fishing going forward, boat getting ready to come online. Today's going to be a fun couple hours.
It really is, Rick. And to get to spend a couple hours with Justin Ryan from the Apollo, and if you want to join us, I don't think we should go any further, Rick, without saying Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, right? I mean,
absolutely. Hi, Mom. I hope you're listening.
Right? I know. I appreciate you coming in on Mother's Day, Justin. I wish my mom was still here for us to enjoy that, too. But for those that are here, Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, we got a big, fun Mother's Day plan. We're going to my mom's house. Dallas is bringing both the boys. And Melissa, my mother-in-law, Dallas' mom, we're going to have a big, fun Mother's Day. And big sushi party and going to be a lot of fun. We got a sashimi rolling box coming this afternoon.
Way.
Yeah, life is good.
Dude, that
fun mom's day.
That is the way to live life out there.
Pool day at mom's house. So, I think I couldn't agree more. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. And thanks for hanging with us for a couple hours.
And if you want to join us, you got a call or a question for Justin Ryan from the Apollo, you can do so. We're going to be 2 hours on the fan here at 833-288-0973. Give us a call. Or you can text us via the app, and it's only done through the app. It says right there, text the show. Very simple. Tap on that and write your message, question, whatever comment you have for Justin Ryan. And welcome to Rick and I, and we're giving away a really cool prize at the end of the show.
How cool is that?
Justin flipped the coin, a prize coin right there, Justin. That'll be all yours at the end of the show. to a texter or a caller, we have a pair of Kosa sunglasses. How about that,
awesome.
Man? The new Pilot House Pro with gray 580 lenses, and it's a matte black frame, man.
Yeah,
just a stylish pair.
A really cool pair. It's a full wraparound, you know, so I'm getting in the side. But yeah, great pair of Kosas for one lucky caller or texter, like you said, at the end of the show. Going to be a very busy one, and, man, just going to be a lot of fun. Phone lines are already packing up. If you want to get your shot, like Corey said, it's 833-288-0973.
And we're going to be right back on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup, not only on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and that Let's Talk Hookup app, but you want to join us on 97.3 The Fan.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Filet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm so stoked to be in the studio world headquarters today and having a great time with Justin Ryan from the Apollo. And if you want to join us, again, a telephone number, 833-288-0973. Only one line open there. Again, 833-288-0973. Or you can text us via the app.
I just can't wait to see the paint job on that boat. Like,
I know it.
That's been like the thing that I remember the most about the Apollo my whole life when she was at Fisherman's Landing was that boat always looked how Justin is describing her, and I'm just excited about it. Like,
yeah.
You said it best. Like, you got to wear shades if you're looking at that boat. You better hope you win those coasters at the end of the show today because you need it. That thing's always just – it's always, and it's so – it has the sexiest lines of any sport fishing boat. I love it. I'm really happy for you. She's a great rig and clearly under some really good ownership now. That's
right?
Awesome.
And putting all the love into it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Exciting times. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Justin. Corey, why don't we do it?
Let's do that. How about Sean? Sean Comp from Lomita. Good morning. Welcome. Let's pick up Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Thanks, guys. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And Justin, I already want to make you a regular here on this show. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, just to start with something fun. I love this story. I've told Rick this story before. Okay. Crazy things that have happened out on the boat that are unexplainable. Okay. I'm fishing at Leo's Rocks. The kite line's up. I'm fishing for yellowtail on the bottom, and I'm bringing up this yellowtail, and I saw off the kite fish. For those who don't know, the kite line has like two lines that come off in like Y formation, each having a sardine on it. I saw off the guy's fish, and then I feel something on my line. I end up landing my yellowtail, and the loose hook from the kite line landed in the head of my yellowtail, and I landed this 30-pound tuna with my yellowtail.
Wow.
How about a crazy story like that? Do you have any for us, Justin?
Oh, we have so many crazy stories. So this is one of my favorites. This is one of my favorites. We had a gentleman that was fishing with us in Puerto Vallarta. He had never been fishing in the ocean before, never been on an ocean trip. Day one, the first day ocean fishing, he landed 180-plus pound yellowfin tuna, which is, I mean, that's got a lot of people beat there. That was pretty awesome. But the real kicker was day two. He caught his second saltwater fish, which was a broadbill. He caught himself a swordfish.
Come on.
Day two. On the double treble, but that double treble, it didn't get him in his head. Those double treble hooks were wrapped around his pec fins.
Come
intertwined,
on.
Hook to hook.
So he lassoed him.
He lassoed
a broadbill
swordfish.
No,
his second saltwater fish. Ocean fish. We
come
when,
on.
I swear to God.
You couldn't make
God,
that up.
You can't make it up. It was the second swordfish I've ever seen come over the rail. He's never caught it. We told him, just put your rod away. You're done. Congratulations. You just won sport fishing.
Yeah.
That is wild.
That's great. That's great.
What a crazy story. Sean, thanks for the call, by the way, too.
I had a fun text message for Justin that came through. It said, good morning, guys. Seaforth Landing is awesome, and I love how easy it is to get in and out of there and all that great free parking. My question for Justin, I've never had a chance to fish on the Apollo. I'd love to know a little bit more about the crew and your beautiful boat. Also, how did you come to becoming the captain? That's from Ralph and Menifee.
Well, Ralph, as far as our crew go, I got pretty lucky. I got Oat to come back out of his retirement. He used to cook for us aboard the Aztec. He was on the Royal Royal Star for a while. Then he went full time cooking at a hunting lodge in Oklahoma. Well, we got him to come back out in the sport fishing world. He's amazing. If you haven't eaten Oat's food before, or more importantly, just hang out with Oat. He's got so much energy. It's such a blast. He's back. Harry Okuda is back on deck.
Oh, cool.
When we're talking about back in the English Choice days.
Yeah.
I met Harry Okuda Sr. far before I met
right.
Harry Okuda Sr.
Iconic local individual.
He's one of those.
Soulful.
Yeah, he's absolutely rad. He knows more about fishing out here than just about anybody else I've ever met. He's such attention to detail.
So Junior's working on the boat.
Junior's working on the
boat.
Great.
Wow.
Merrick was recommended by Sam. He used to work with us. Merrick just got his captain's license, but he is rad. I got so lucky with Merrick. He's just smart, and hungry. He just got his captain's license. He's just starving to make himself an impact. So it kind of reminds me of myself back when I first got into it. I can't wait to see what he turns into. Cole's been on the boat for years, and now he's back with us as well. So he was on the Apollo during my gap off the Apollo. So it's nice to have him. Jose Martin, if those of you guys were fortunate enough to fish with us on El Pescador in Puerto Vallarta, you guys met Jose Martin. He is flying up to come back with us and part of the Apollo team as well.
And he's going
to
work up here in the States.
States. Cool. We got all his paperwork all squared away, so now we get to enjoy him up
here. How about that?
And
so he'll be on the boat when it's in Puerto Vallarta also.
As well.
That's awesome.
David Choate. David Choate's going to be filling in for us on the galley.
Really? Iconic Wahoo.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That guy's probably responsible for more cow yellowfin tuna under his arm than just about anybody I've ever met.
Yeah.
So the food's great, but the fishing stories are exceptional. So I'm absolutely blown away with the team that we have.
Dude, it's an all-star.
Good for you.
All-star crew.
I love that. That's awesome. Now, how about, you know, you told us a little bit about it, but how did the ownership opportunity come your way?
So I was looking at boats kind of more for Puerto Vallarta than San Diego.
Okay.
I was trying to do something, but something a little – I wasn't trying to go quite this extreme, you could say. I was looking at actually El Cap. We're looking at El Capitan, which is a gorgeous boat. Those of you who follow me on social media, you might have seen some of the posts I was talking about. Like, hey, would you guys be interested in shorter trips?
Yeah.
Running out of Puerto Vallarta. Is this something that sounds entertaining? Puerto Vallarta, maybe some Baja kind of coastal trips. I was looking at that. I was talking to somebody who was talking about going in partnership with me. We were kind of looking into this, and things were it wasn't working out quite as smooth as I might hope. And I was kind of venting one day to one of somebody who's been chartering our boat for, well, I think it was on the first trip that Greg ever ran on the Aztec back to the Pride times and whatnot. So he's been fishing charters with us forever. I had him up in the wheelhouse. We're sitting there jibber jabbering about this new endeavor that I have and how it's kind of having a tough time going. And I just lost the opportunity on getting the boat I was looking for because somebody else got it out from underneath me, blah, blah, blah. He says, well, if you could have any boat,
yeah,
what would you really want? And we started kind of just spitballing and just kind of dreaming. And he said, I think me and you might be able to make something work. So thank you very much, Damon. You actually made dreams come true.
What a rad story that is. That's
right?
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah,
and like you
cool.
say, you having that boat in the shape that she is going to be in down in Puerto Vallarta, that thing is going to be a weapon, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be really cool. It'll be really fun to see what you get to do with that rig and that level of bait capacity and stability and comfort. And, man, it's going to be cool. It's going to be really, really fun.
It's super special. I mean, like I've already mentioned, knowing you since, I don't know, the age of 14, working in a tackle shop, being over at Seaforth for 20-plus years.
Yep.
And just knowing you since a little kid and seeing where you're at today and, and with the boat, dude, it is really special in my heart, seriously.
Thank you.
Pretty
yeah.
cool. Well, why don't we jump back into those phones? They're packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Justin.
Let's do that, Rick. How about John? John Colm from Escondido. Good morning, John, and happy Mother's Day, and welcome to Let's Talk Cooking.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's always fun to watch the show and listen to it and stuff and not have any technical difficulties.
Phew, you ain't lying, buddy. A lot more fun this morning than yesterday, I can tell you that much.
We're having a party in here, John. We're extremely thankful,
for
man.
Sure, for sure. Hey, so when you guys get Pete back on the show, right, you just have to have a show for Pete so we can just ask Pete questions, right?
Yeah.
But my question for Justin is, when you're down in Puerto Vallarta, do we have to bring our own gear? And if so, what would we need to bring? And do we have weight limitations because we're going to bring back fish with flying?
Excellent question. So I believe Mexico allows you to bring 3 rods and reels with them. I think that's what you can do without having to declare it and pay taxes or pay import taxes and stuff like that on it.
It was 4 before, but like you say,
it
likely could have changed, so don't quote me, but I know it was 4 relatively recently, but
you,
things change all the time.
You know what it is? It's whatever day you're going through.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Yeah. So
that's exactly.
Can be a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Hey, so. I've taken through 10 and not had an issue.
Yeah. Sometimes we get lucky, sometimes we don't, so my answer would be don't.
Yeah.
Thanks to the guys at CalStar, and thanks to the guy with Pure Fishing and Penn. You don't have to bring a darn thing.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
No,
cool.
we're all loaded up with Penn
International. There's been a bunch of texts on this whole issue. Seriously.
We have boat tackle available free of charge. It's, Penn BISXs that we're getting back those Penn Fathom 40 ends, the
great.
OG black ones.
The black ones.
So we're going to have, you get one of each of those, all set up with, CalStar graphite rods.
Wow.
So you have the best of the best. It's all filled up with that Max Quattro and, life is.
That's great news. Cool.
So we had even a text from Ohio, right? So asking about the gear. So they could come with nothing.
They can bring absolutely. I do recommend sunglasses. So sunglasses, board shorts, and maybe some flip flops. Aside from that, you're good to go.
That's
zero
so cool.
Gear wise though.
Come on down. I do recommend those AO coolers are awesome. They make, I think it's an AO 306, if I'm not mistaken. They're softbacks. So you can
hold tell me about those, because you're the second or third person that has made that recommendation to people that are flying with their fish. I keep hearing that name, AO cool. I'm not familiar at all.
They're
bitch and soft cooler.
It's a really, really nice soft cooler. They don't leak. They keep that stuff really cold for a long period of time. And you can roll them up. So you take your one little suitcase, board shorts, flip-flops, whatever you want to bring for your vacation aboard the Apollo in Puerto Vallarta. You can stuff that bag into your luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're going to bring any consumables, anything you're going to leave down there, you can put them in there. And then when you're all done with your trip, open up that bag. We'll load it up with all your vacuum-sealed packs of fish. And you don't have to worry with those AOs. They'll keep everything nice
and
frozen and cold, even if you...
They're bulletproof.
They absolutely bulletproof.
The zippers...
If you're in the airport for two days, it's still going to come home frozen.
Here's where I learned about the AO cooler. On the Cedros trips, Let's Talk Hookup Cedros trips, the savvy ones, you know, the 4 or 5 people that are extra savvy, that's exactly what they do. And they bring their adult beverages in them. And
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and you go down with that.
Yeah, right. And you come back with... Perfect. With it loaded in fish.
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
cool.
Actually Matthew, a listener, had
turned you on to that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. And I know that you covered it briefly before, but you said the same thing with the fish. You guys take care of all that on the boat?
Absolutely. We process the fish every night. You know, I mean, we do it well. No skin, no bloodline. We do it with these beautiful chunks of
premium.
Normally it's yellowfin. Sometimes we get some Dorado or Wahoo or Pargo or Snapper or whatever else might be in the mix as well. But lots of yellowfin. We'll individually make these little vacuum bagged, sealed deals of fish for you. Then we get them all frozen for you by the end of the trip. So you get to pick up grab your cooler, stuff her full of 50 pounds of fish. take her home with
you. And so that 50 pounds of fish, I mean, if I wanted to pay more, could I?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we include the first 50.
Yeah.
We offer the rest. Right now we're doing $2 a pound, but that's processed, vacuum sealed, $2 a pound. So I think that's significantly cheaper than most of the process.
So I can add an additional. I mean, come on, I'm going to tip you anyway,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. You can take as much as you want. We just try and avoid that so guys aren't kind of going crazy. It's hard for me to freeze quickly more than a couple tons of fish. So sometimes we catch a lot of very large yellowfin.
Yes.
And when guys are just saying, load me up, I'm gonna ship it all home. It makes it difficult for us. So we try and keep people away from saying, yeah, I'm gonna take 500 pounds of fish home. And trust me, we have those people.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Yeah. And you talk about large yellowfin. Like what for somebody listening that hasn't had that Puerto Vallarta experience or been on a longer trip that might fish those waters, like how large a yellowfin?
Well, I'd say our big boys, what we target is that 150 to 200 plus pound stuff. We've definitely had quite a bit, in well over 300.
Wow.
We're talking about Harry Okuda and how around him
he
is. I just found out, he's such a humble guy, I just found out that his largest yellowfin under his belt was 427 pounds.
Whoa.
Our big boys are the cows. My personal largest was 310 pounds down there.
Wow.
We get some very, very large models.
And there's chances at Pargo, you mentioned.
Absolutely. We've been more and more been fishing around the coast just south of Puerto Vallarta, Barrio Navidad, near Tehuamixle and areas like that, where we get to catch those cuberas, those dogtooth snappers.
Yeah.
Pacific red snapper. Sometimes we're trolling around, not very good eating fish, but fun to catch on those rooster fish.
Yeah.
End of last season, we had some really good fishing on amberjack.
You get the rooster fish mix in there too.
Absolutely. Those are the fun ones.
I think I would come just for the cooler, like a Pargo and Huachinango style.
I can't tell you how many people that do just that, where they want to come down and they're like, this is great. We just got literal tons of yellowfin. I want half white meat, please.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. How cool.
That's really cool. I love it. I had another fun text come through from Alex in San Carlos. What a great show this morning, guys. Do you have any partnerships with hotels in Puerto Vallarta or recommendations you can make for us, especially if we wanted to extend our trip before or after our fishing?
Absolutely. So I don't do partnerships. And people have extended the offer to me. It doesn't work out so well for us because you get there. If you were going to get there for the full day before and then be there for the full day after, there's a 72-hour span in between. So it's hard for me to have people set aside hotels and Airbnbs for 2 days in a 5-day span. But there's a lot of places that work out really well. Flamingos is one of my favorites right there in Marina Vallarta. We're using that a lot while we're in Marina Vallarta. Now we are going to be back into Nuevo Vallarta. Nuevo Vallarta is just a little bit north of there, and there is Villa Valladero. Villa Valladero is right next to the boat. It's right on the ocean. It's not very expensive.
That's awesome.
If you want the fancy, 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 right down the road is Vidanta. Vidanta is like Disneyland. It's it feels like you're going into Jurassic Park when you go into their gate and everything.
Wow.
Vidanta is out of this world. They have Cirque du Soleil. They've got roller coasters. They've got all kinds of stuff going on there. So if you want to do some mind blowing, or give something to the wife that makes her allow you to go fishing for 5 days.
Yeah.
Put her up in Vidanta. My personal recommendation, Villa Valladero.
Okay.
Incredible.
Cool, how cool that, you know, that
this is a local.
This is home. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know every in and out. And I'm sure a guy can call you and say, hey, I'm booking a trip. What's your recommendation? What do I do with this?
Absolutely. Fire away if you have questions.
Yeah, it's not just running the boat down there. And he's a local and knows all the ins and outs.
Totally.
Stoked being in the world headquarters with you, Justin Ryan. We're going to be right back. More of this going on. We've got fish reports, taking your calls, text them more. When we return on the Let's Talk Like a Pap, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing.
Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is Z87.1 plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated in U.S. only.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having so much fun and just talking good times and fishing with Justin Ryan from the Apollo and, dude, taking over an iconic boat and just stoked to be in the world headquarters today. And we're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses, the Pilot House Pro with the gray 580 lens, super stylish matte black frame, and just stoked to be in the world headquarters today, man.
Yeah,
Mother's Day as well.
Life is good in here, having a great time talking fishing and talking to you. And speaking of good fishing, it's time to find out what's biting, Corey.
And it's brought to us by the Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your reservations for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They have more same day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town right there on Taylor Street or just check them out at fishermansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservations. And what are you doing, Brian Woolley, on this Mother's Day? Good morning.
What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to the moms out there. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Willie, we're stoked to hear from you. I think I saw a cool Dana Wharf promotion of free hats all the moms that came out when fishing with you today.
Yeah, mom's out on the water, got a free hat today. Yep, always trying to, you know, do something to keep it rolling there everyone. So yeah,
I love it. Well, speaking of keeping it rolling, how was the fishing this week?
You know, we had some good fishing this week for sure. Our water's still like little fluctuation, 63 to 66 was kind of what we sat in all week, and it was, you know, it was plenty clean, like really clean in some areas, like see the bottom in 10 fathom type of stuff. So it was clean, little tricky a couple days on the rubber lures with that super clean water, but that live bait got bit really good. So calico bass action on that live bait was solid with like a legit fish on every bait. You know, make the right cast, find the right bait, you're getting a bite on it, no problem. Hard jerk baits caught fish. Guys throwing a surface iron caught some fish. And then, you know, the days that the water was a little cloudy and whatnot, the rubber lures caught plenty. So seeing more and more sand bass in the mix, too, with some real nice ones caught on reverse dropper loops over the hard bottom in, like, 50 to 70 feet of water. Anglers with the shrimp and the clam had some excellent sheephead action as well, soaking that bait in the bottom. And then the live baits at the bottom also kicked out a couple nice halibut. We had a couple 20-pounders on a couple different trips this week, so that was some good bonus fish there at the bottom. Rock fishing out there on the 14 was, yeah, that fish really good this week for us. The wind and the current lined up perfectly, so double dropper loop baits with that anchovy did well. The jig anglers that wanted to go that route, 250 to 350 is what they were fishing. The chromes, the blue and pink, the greens all did excellent, and we're talking like solid mixed bags of Floridas, real nice chilies, large picacho, and that was pretty much, you know, what we saw in that. That 100 plus is kind of what we were fishing, 100 plus fathom out there. So totally doable on that light gear with, you know, the slow pitch jig, and 16 ounces of weight is what we fished on the bait rigs. Twilight fishing this week was good too. Same old bass fishing with mixed fish, both near the surface and off the bottom. And, you know, unfortunately, the Fury had a tough time getting off the dock this week, so I don't really have a good Clemente report for you. I'd imagine that bass fishing that we talked about last week was just, you know, another week into, you know, being really good. So those guys hope to get out this week, you know, find that yellowtail that they left there at the island, that good rockfish surface fishing as well over there for them. So just a solid week across the board with, you know, just tough to get the boats out a little bit in May. It can be sometimes. So call and make those reservations. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com.
Awesome, man. A fantastic report. Glad to hear that good fishing continuing and good conditions. It looks like we got another great week of weather coming our way, so just probably more of that great fishing on the horizon, Willie. Really appreciate it, and glad to hear you guys are having so much fun out there.
Yeah, it's been fun, and, you know, we definitely feel like we're, I'd say, 4 to 5 weeks ahead of schedule, you know, with the water temps we're seeing, the stuff that we're catching and whatnot. So, yeah, it's good, and we anticipate, like you said, another good week ahead of us here, so we'll see how that shakes out.
We'll take it, buddy. Great job. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. See ya.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. You know, we were talking during one of the breaks with Justin about Baker Marine and those the new glasses, you know, the step between the original Techno Stabies and the Stabiscopes and those new TSXs. And, you know, one thing that I know Baker's doing right now, they have a $400 off promotion.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, on those TSX 1440s.
Oh, and it's ready some more.
Such a good pair of glasses. Right. It's $400 off, and you get a free polarized lens filter and a free Pelican case.
Wow.
To go with them. Yeah, they're such good. And one of the reasons I said is, you know, you were talking about how, like, one, it's just... It's a tool that is not, it's necessity, you know, to have those, to have a pair of stabilized binoculars, and whether you're in a professional sitting or on a private boat, like, it's just, to me, like, especially when you scale down from a boat like Justin's, when you're on a skiff and you're doing it, like, that is the single best piece of fish finding equipment that you can spend your money on. You're going to find more fish with that than you are with any other electronic, you know, south of having a sonar, there is nothing better for finding fish than a pair of stabilized binoculars. And those TSXs being $400 off right now at Baker's, just,
that's,
it's
crazy.
Way too good of a deal not to take advantage.
How do you not?
Yeah. Well, what do you guys like on the boat? You know, because you had talked a little bit about, obviously, the Stabiscopes, the big pair have the rock steady, but there's some advantages to the smaller pairs being lighter, obviously easier on the pocketbook. What's your kind of feel on the glasses?
I like those Techno Stabies a lot. So we use the Stabiscopes in Puerto Vallarta because it's kind of different what we're looking for. In Puerto Vallarta, we're looking for frigate birds 10 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And with those Stabies, you can see that. You can see,
and they fly high enough,
exactly,
that you can see them from
that. That's what makes it easy. Yeah. It's the curvature of the earth that's getting in our way.
Yeah.
But with those, you can see so far that you could pick off a little handful of frigate birds up high, doing circling around on a spotted yellowfin from a long ways away. So you do one slow pan, and you know everything that's going on the ocean around you.
Okay.
In Southern California, I'm a big fan of those Techno Stabies because with those, those binoculars stay glued to my face all freaking day long. The only I take them off occasionally to make sure I'm not going to bump into a boat around me. But it's nonstop sitting there scanning, listening to sonar. You live through them. I did the math. I spend more time looking through a pair of binoculars than I do looking through my own glasses. it's all the time sitting there trying to find something. And those are lighter.
Yeah.
They're lighter. They actually have a little bit higher magnification. And I feel like I can pan faster with them. They keep up a little bit better. So I really like those Techno Stabies. Those things are the most important tool I have in my box for sure.
That's awesome. I'm such a big fan too of Baker. Like, you can buy glasses wherever you buy them, but why not, one, take advantage of $400 off, but way more importantly than that, you become part of the family, and, like, God forbid there's ever an issue, like, there's no one better in the world when it comes to service and taking care of those glasses like Baker Marine, and they're in your backyard, and like now you're a customer of the family. Like, you know, God forbid you drop them, it's just time for service, whatever it is. Like, you're part of the team when you buy your glasses from those
and
guys.
Anthony is a sweetheart of a guy. Yeah. Like, you're not going to find, well, maybe Justin Ryan, right? But you're not going to find as kind a dude as he is.
Yeah, or and more knowledge, too. I mean, those guys, that's like, it. That is the world-renowned place, and I love going into that shop and seeing, you know, like, oh, here's a set of glasses for the, you know, for the tuna seiner from American Samoa. And right next to that, I'll go, oh, this is all the Coast Guard repair. I mean, they do all of the highest end stuff for everybody in the world. And it's so cool to walk in that shop and see what they're tinkering on. It's really cool.
And he's still humble at the end of the day.
They're the best, man. Yeah. Yep. Pretty cool people for sure. Well, with that said, let's jump right back into those phones. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to Justin, but also your chance to win a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses.
Right? I mean, that's the Pilot House Pro with the gray 580 lens. And maybe that's going to go to John. John Cohn from Dallas. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Justin. I've been on boat rides with Jody. I've been on boat rides with JJ. And now it's Justin, so the three J's. I got to drive with Jody and Jay, his second captain, from Puerto Vallarta to San Diego. And what the best 8 days of my life was on that boat. I didn't bring no gear. I brought a backpack from Texas, right? And then got to spend some time in San Diego after 8 days of being on the boat. What a great trip. But looking forward to going fishing with you, Justin.
It's the 4Js, as you mentioned. It's well, maybe 5 if you fit JJ's both Js. But you got the JJ, Jody, Jay, Justin. We just keep it going.
That's awesome.
Right.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and yeah, I'm with you, John. We're really excited to see the boat in Justin's hands and some very fun fishing coming forward. Well, we appreciate the phone call very much. I had another fun text come through. I'll pull this guy right back up here. This one was for Justin. It says, it's so rare for the Apollo to have an open party trip. I'm really looking forward to grabbing a spot soon. Been a long time since I've been on the boat, and I'm really excited about everything Justin has been saying. Can you tell us a little bit about the meals available on your day and a half and 2 day trips out of Seaforth? That's from Gary and Sarah Mesa.
Absolutely. Well, I'm still going to play with it a little bit as far as what we're actually serving. Those of you that have eaten with Oat know that it's not a burrito and BLT and a burger kind of day. Don't get me wrong, you might see an occasional boat burger, but there's going to be all kinds of stuff on there. Oat likes to go crazy. He likes to have fun. His pokey has gone famous. We always, every time we get a little bit of extra fish or something, he's always making his pineapple pokey or his mango pokey. But he likes to have fun. He's the guy that's making loco mocos in the morning. He's the guy that's doing pad thais for lunch. Cool. He's doing all kinds of great stuff, fun stuff. Tries to keep it new and exciting. And he works with you too. For those of you guys who have special dietary needs or something like that, talk to him. He can make something that will accommodate for our charters. We've worked really well too in trying to make sure that everybody's getting something they really, really love. We call him Oat Boat. Oat Boat is he's originally from Thailand. He takes a little bit of that extra flavors and flares down from across the
ocean.
Wow,
cool.
And makes it really, really fun.
That sounds like fun,
it
man.
Is.
Right?
I love that. Yeah. It's really cool. Yeah, it sounds like you've got a really solid team put together for all these trips. It's really fun, man. We're stoked for you. With that said, you were telling us kind of during the break that, you know, there's a fun mix between getting the boat ready for, you know, this season up here, having Oat and somebody so great in the galley, and then down in Puerto Vallarta, it's, you know, fun to provision the boat. And, you know, you were talking about how it's so nice down there because you get local killer produce that maybe isn't always available up here. And, you know, sounds like a fun mix between your two seasons.
It really, really is. Yeah, when we're in Puerto Vallarta, we do try to take advantage of that local flair a little bit when we get freshly made tortillas and freshly made arrachera and the queso frescas and all the great produce.
Come on, Justin.
Not to mention the fish that we're catching.
Yeah.
We try as much as possible, too, to take a little bit of what comes off the trollers and put it into the grill.
Dude, you're ruining me. Seriously.
Fun times, man. No doubt about it. Well, we're having a great time here this morning. I'm just really excited to see that that boat under your tutelage get rolling in here? There's a lot going on with this great season that's coming up and this excellent bluefin fishing that we've had, and then, you know, you've all your years up here at Seaforth, it's fun. It's fun to watch this happening and seeing how good the guys are, you know.
When does your San Diego season end to begin Puerto Vallarta?
We have to draw the line somewhere. I mean, the way things have been going in San Diego, sometimes the fish lasts longer than I expect, but one way or the other, mid-November, we're heading to Puerto Vallarta.
Perfect.
Regardless.
We got to head down there at some point, so I'll try and have Thanksgiving with the family.
So is your first one trip in the books down there, like right then?
It's on our calendar at apollotreaders.com.
It is. Okay. We're going to talk more about it, man. We have an entire another hour ahead of us with Justin Wren from the Apollo. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have fun. We got more fish reports, your calls, text them more. When we return on the Let's Talk Cook a Path YouTube, Facebook Live, and at 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.